Okay, we read Aruch Biktsoro, an Indian that we have over here on Daf Nun Gimel. It's really the last day in the Perek. So fundamental Indian, Legabi Nidorim Bechlal, but it comes up specifically over here. So the Gemara says that when you have Shemen and the Shalas, which Shemen is he referring to when he asked up Shemen, Belosh Nidorim, Shemen Shumshim, Shemen Zayis, it depends what the Shteger is, what's normal in that place, what type of Shemen do they use. Shemen refers to what people in that location use. So the shaila, what happens if you have where people use both? The Gemara says, Mao de Temo. Ozel Bosa Rubo, Komash Malon, Savikisa Lechumra. And since it's both, so maybe you have to go to Lechumra, and both of them are also. So, Frekta Chapash to Shaila. The shaila is known as the Lech Mishnah, Shaila Shit Mugubetz really asks it. The Lech Mishnah in the Dorm, Perek Tes, Aloha, hey, asks, why Taka don't you go Bosa Roy? Like any Issa. Any Issa, you go Bosa Roy, right? Achram Laatis. So the Mishnah says, "Alderech Hapshah," ganz poshut, that roiv is when you have either this or that. The Shal's had to pikeve what aloch is zeros zemuter go basu roiv. However, over here, since lemaisa the word shemen could mean both, Webster's has no problem in the dictionary calling shemen shumshemin, calling shemen zayis. Shal's just had to interpret mitzad that he lived this, and since it could be both. So maybe Taka meant Lechumra. The Meraim Yisoda, Kiyadua, says this with more geschmack. He says a vort. And this really a little bit taps on the Nekuda of the Ran back on Daf Nun Beis. Where the Ran says that the Geder of a Roiv, of Bittul B'Roiv, is that the Tzad HaRoiv is misnagged to the Miut. Bittul B'Roiv is geboit on misnagdus. The hisnagdus could either be in taste, or the hisnagdus could be in halacha status. And that's the Ran's raid. That's why Heta has no bitl. The normal roiv, there's always two tzadim. It's either this, or it's that. You have, lamashal, let's say you have an area that's enclosed, and there are openings, and you want to know, is it enclosed or is it open? It's either this, or it's that. Since it can be both, there's no hisnagdus. There's no hisnagdus. So it's one big definition of shemen. What does it mean? It means this and that. You're not mevatel the miut. Maybe if you have a miut that's mamish, a drop in the buckets, you would say, no, that's already not a daita dinshi. That's not even called a miut. But where the miut is a legitimate tzad, there are some places where shemen is called this type of shemen, that type of shemen. So then it's not called a roiv that's mevatel samiut. They make one assumption in the Gemara, the way his understanding is, so since they're not close to each other, so you can name on that he was Kavanosi L'shtem. That's only if you understand that's what the Gemara is saying. L'maisi, you look at the Rambam, you look at the Rambam, it's not so poshut. Does the Gemara mean to say, Komash Malon, Sofik Yisur L'chumro, and he means both, and we don't say that one says Mavatl the other, or does it mean to say that they're... He didn't mean both. There's a roiv anoshim that are use this type of shemen. There's a roiv anoshim that mean that type of shemen. But he didn't mean both. It's we have to be machmir. So you can't exactly explain the Gemara that way. You look at the Shita Mekubetzes, b'shem the Shita, he doesn't explain over here a klal and roiv. He says something specifically legabi nedarim. Legabi nedarim, we're not talking over here what's also, it's not taruvis. The Shaila had to define what he says. Anything that's totally in a shame, there's no bitul b'roiv. There's not no roiv. There's no vada legabi what he meant. He meant what he meant. You could ask him. Shaz, you want to know what he meant? You want to know what his kavon is? It could be this. It could be that. On that, there's no din roiv. That's what he's saying. The Shalmin Nidorim opens up a whole different kivon. Gishmaki yeshiva shereit. And he brings a yediyah, which is a Ramban in Kedushin Daf Memtes. There's a sugya over there. There's a shayla of an isha. You have to be chosh for Kedushin. Where there was sivloinus are present, and the shells of the zechshash kedushim because there were yesh the mekachi v'hod the mesabli v'yesh the mesabli v'hod the mekachi ayin shom, and the shaila is what to do with the roiv, and it's mufurish over there that the roiv doesn't work to be moitzi momen. And the way the Ramban explains it over there is that that roiv is a shvacher roiv because most roivs are built in. Either to rub the lesser kaman, which is the metzias oilam, roiv behemis en treifus v'chadoyme, roiv lodes acher abal v'chadoyme, or it's a roiv in front of us with his 10 chatichos and 9 of them are this and 1 of them is that. So you have a roiv rub this kaman. teshchanuyos v'chadoyme. There's certain roiv which is very arbitrary. In this place, ruba mekachi v'adam misabli. In that place, ruba misabli v'adam mekachi. There's nothing really huchra about it. It's not pieces in front of us, and it's not a metzias. So what is it? Tanhogas b'nei adam. That roiv is a shvaka roiv. So the way the Sham Nidarim seems to say is that there's no such roiv. Not a real roiv. Lemaisa, the Gemara says that there is a roiv. The nekuda of not using that roiv, which is what's mavu over there in the sugya, is something that's discussed in Shmaitze. You do it. Shmaitze Dalet Perek Vov. There's the famous kasha. How could you go bosor roiv dayonim? Ad kama that roiv dayonim. Zeroiv daloch is enolcha mamanach haroiv. We pass him achalik tzuram and shmuel in Bava Basa. We pass him enolcha mamanach haroiv. Boseist. So how can you use a roiv in the case of a din teira of dinei mamanis? So the truth is that there's a nusach which is obgalant in Teisus HaMiniach. So Chaim in stencil beginning of HaMiniach. And the way he says the teretz to the kasha, obgalant in Teisus is that by roiv Sanhedrin there's no roiv. Roiv means there's two legitimate stadim in front of us, and the two legitimate stadim in front of us, we have to weigh between the two, and therefore, the marshal in the case of the Moicher is saying that he sold him the behemoth l'shchita, and the behemoth was fine. The Lekech says he sold him l'radio for work, and this behemoth is not capable of working. So it's a machlekes between two people. He says his interpretation. He says his. Roiv agree with the Lekech that he bought a l'radio, but the Moicher could stand on his money and say, "Ne'olchem mamanach haroiv." That's only when the two tzadim are befonenu and they're both legitimate. By Sanhedrin, the psak is not a psak of two dayonim connected one. It's a psak of three dayonim. The Bezdin as a group, as a unit, paskins like this. The Torah says that what defines the psak of the Bezdin is the two against one, means that's the day of the Bezdin. But what the Bezdin's paskin is not a day of three dayonim, but it's two against one. It's a day of roiv where there's another day. It's the psak of the Bezdin, there's only one psak. The psak of the Bezdin is whatever two out of the three said. So there's no legitimate miut. Lamaisa, this is the nusach of Tosfos in the beginning of HaMiniach. Tosfos in the beginning of Sanhedrin asked the kasha. Tosfos is also in Sanhedrin of Samach Tes. Asked the kasha, Ayhan holcha momen acha roiv, what do you do with roiv dayonim? And Tosfos says something else. The ein holcha momen acha roiv is not by a roiv which is a mitzius. A roiv with the last command, roiv with the east command. It's only by a roiv of hanoga. Sivloinois, or the case where Moichel Lekech, in that town in Texas, most people buy animals to work with. So, okay, you have a roiv, but it's very arbitrary. That type of arbitrary roiv is not machriya. It's a mahaluch, but it's not machriya the sofik. Boifin hamachras, and therefore it's called the sofik moment, and holchem moment acharoiv. Good. So the Sham Nidarim is telling too that a roiv atoli b'minig is not a roiv. The Pashas is that Rav is not strong enough to be Moitzi Momen or by Rav Yidosia. By Kedushin's Mavu, that we're not Samech on the Rav. That's where his Yediyah is coming from. We'll just point out an important point. We're talking about this Nekuda of what does the word Shemen mean when it comes out of the mouth of the Noida. So Chazon Yecheskel just points out that the Noise is not what the Noida meant. As far as what his intentions were, you could ask him, you'll go boss what he said. What happens, let's say, he doesn't know. He doesn't remember. The shal is, what's licked in the vet? The shal is not what's to take a main. The shal is, what lies in the word? So that the kvius of that mokum, the stomius of that mokum, will define what his words mean. And on that, we don't go basaroiv to fataych the words. I'll just add one sushtel to this, an important principle in Chayesh Mishpat. The shal is over here, right? What lies in the words. So what happens, let's say two people write up a contract and the shal is what's included in the contract in terms of service, right? He buys property from a car. How much service is he going to give him in the contract? So there's lesser levels of service, there's more. Let's say the contract was ambiguous, which a dayan always advises people, if you think it, ink it, write as much details as you can. Don't leave anything to the imagination. No, they didn't write as good of a contract they could have written. There's a certain amount that's ambiguous, it's a gray area. How do we fataych? How do we fataych what the words mean? How do we read the legal what the contract is mechayev. On that we go basuroiv. Even though over here it's mavurin havonas have dvorim, we don't go basuroiv because haloid is another tzad. But roiv of had a fatayich words in a contract, we go basuroiv. I'll explain to them why. There's bavust zach. There's a sugya in the end of Yevamos. A woman was mikdash, was miskadeshes. Her husband died, unfortunately, b'shas eres and without children. And she falls liyibum to a menuvel u'mukashchin. And the discussion is over there, that if you'd be able to look into her mind, you would know that adaita d'hachi, to get herself into vakta tzoris, to fall to a brother-in-law that could be bo'leo bal-korcho, who's a menuvel u'mukashchin, she never had a zin for the kedushin. And we have the right, if it's beyond doubt, such as zach, to say adaita d'hachi loy hiskacha. So, Indian over there. And Tosfos has a problem to Tosfos. And Bava Metzia and Nesivos has Narichus Dvarim about, could you do the same thing with a contract? Reuven LeMarshal bought a field from Shimon. And the next day a tornado hit the field. A storm hit the field. And the field was ruined. Adaita d'hachi, he bought it. But it's tough luck. He bought it, right? We don't say mekach tois. It wasn't something that was there yesterday. It's something that came today. What's the chilek? The way that the Sivis says it, based on Tosfos, is that whenever a das, a stomius das, is created between two people, so between two people, because there's a mekach here for a price, so anything that's not in front of us, we don't reckon with. A contract, terms of contract between two people, where there's a das hamashve between two people, and the Mekach is composed of the day of two people. That's what a Mekach is. It's a meeting of the minds of two people. So Memela, Heyos, it has to be between them. Anything that's one person's considerations, even though you could tell me pretty confidently that Reuven would not have if he would have known. Shimon would not have if he would have known. Shimon just sold his house and he got a bag of cash. And on the way out of the sale, out of the office, he was held up and the money was there. He never would have sold his house. Now he's left with nothing. Anything that's out of the realm of the two of them is not included in the Das Hamashve Ben Shneim, which is the Das HaMekach. By a woman who's Miskadeshes, there's no Das Mekach between the two parties. He's doing a Maisa Kedushin. And she's Miskadeshes, but it's not a Mekach between the two of them. He's doing a Maisa Kedushin, she's Mekudeshes, but her das, Lagabi, her circumstances are her das. So Aviv Vait, she would not be Miskadeshes under those circumstances, then it's not included. And when you're doing a contract, you have to reckon with the das, that's called the das of both of them. Roiv will pask in that, even though in Lishna Bnei Odom, Lagabi, and Eder, Roiv won't do that. It's just a point to make. We'll mention one other last nekuda, and that is I saw b'shem achroinim that want to suggest that maybe the kamash malon over here sof gisur luchumra is gufa al dov sheish lamatirin. Same way we discussed what happens by every sofik. We had the raid by bittel dov sheish lamatirin by sofik. The halacha is that we don't rely on sofik lekula. So maybe we also don't rely on roiv. We had the shaila before machleik sushainim. A Rajba with a connected Ritva and Iran. What happens if a person wants to buy Beitzim, wants to buy eggs, and he wants to buy eggs from a Goyan Yomtim? You don't know if it's Beitzim Shinoldu Hayoim. The Roiv is that the Beitzim are not fresh. So there's Machlek Sushen, whether we rely on Roiv, Bemokim Achi Echelenu, based on Roiv, Yechal tomorrow, eat them behet. That was Machlek Sushen. There are those that want a tiny, you take such a raid, and maybe that's good for the two tzadim over here. Have, I mean, as a roiv, kamashmon, sabag yisur l'chumra. Kamashmon that way in the Losh and the Gemara, but what you'll say, what the Gemara means is you go l'chumra because David sheyesh l'matir. It's not mistaber. The reason why the other achrim don't hold that way is because David sheyesh l'matirin is when there's a suffix before anyone. When a person buys eggs, by definition, there's a suffix when the egg is from. Is it today's? Is it fresh schayra? Is it yesterday's schayra? When a person has an eder, whatever the loshen is koilul, based on the roiv, that's the loshen. That's the meaning of the words in this place. Mechtesi, to make out of it a suffix, klape something else, because someplace else, that's what the word means. It's not a suffix b'fonenu. B'chi agavna, that's called oh, there's a suffix, achiyechalenu, don't go lukula, go lukhumra. The Rav says that there's no suffix. It's similar to we had svaras that if you have a Rav that mamish renders the suffix non-existent, let's say svek sveka, the Rajba says the suffix doesn't exist. Or if you have a Ruba the lesser kamon where the suffix is not chal before nenu, so it's not a suffix. There's no din dov sheish lamatirin. B'chei agav. Over here also, it's hard to believe that you'll say over here that you go suffix deraisa l'chumra alts that. So nekudin esefes.